Podcast?
Are we saying podcast?
I thought you said you were
going to
go first.
Oh, damn it. Keep this in, then.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I guess I'll start it that way. We got a special edition of the Two Fanboys and a Filthy Casual. This is Lewis.
And this is Harold.
All right. As you can tell, our usual triple team is not here today. Dennis, feel better soon, bud. But today you get the special edition tag team version of Harold and Lewis today. We've got a special topic today near and dear to our hearts and something that just happened, WrestleMania 40. So, yeah, H, I'll throw it to you. Let's premise it a little bit today.
Well, quickly, before we get into WrestleMania, just...
Yes.
That's fine. just congratulations to the NCAA champions of both the women's division and the men's division. South Carolina killed it again, unfortunately for Caitlin Clark. She's only one person and she's playing against 12 people. It's tough when there's literally a system that was meant to just destroy people, and South Carolina just killed it. And then what we just witnessed a couple minutes ago, UConn with the back-to-back men's titles. So
yeah.
Congratulations to those guys.
So it's a testament to, like, team ball works better against, like, individual stars. So Ide and Clark, both teams had answers for both of them, and they were, So congratulations to both teams. Looking forward to the next season.
It's not that they had answers for them because those guys killed it. They had answers for everybody else.
Oh, that's true. You're right.
Literally like, hey, those guys can score as many points as they want, but as long as everybody else scores like 2 points, then I think we're gonna win this.
You're right. I think on Purdue, the next highest scorer only had like 9 points. So I'm like, all right, that's not gonna win anything, dude. You're right. Ide still had like 20 something or like almost a double double, but yeah, did not help in the long run. Oh well.
Yeah.
Good luck in the draft for both superstars on both teams.
Yeah, Caitlin Clark's going number one no matter what, so that's good for her.
Yeah.
She will make dollars. I don't know how much she's gonna make, but she's gonna make money.
She's gonna make a living, I hope. I'm sure.
They'll give him a living wage.
Yeah. I think my favorite running gag right now is how the Detroit Pistons will pick Caitlin Clark. kind of need whatever help they can get.
What are you talking about? You know, they got stuff.
They got pieces.
They got picks.
they got hella picks.
That's all they're in Detroit. Yeah. But really quickly, just for this episode is going to be one of the short ones because we don't really want to go too long into this. And, you know, so this past weekend, and when I mean this past weekend, I mean literally just a few days ago, we had one of our favorite annual events and a really big one for, especially for us too, and sometimes for Dennis, WrestleMania just passed. And it, as usual, as has been for the past couple of years, another two-night sensation. And although last year was located in nice, warm and sunny Los Angeles that Lewis got to attend, and as most people know, I did not. Where it took place this year was at Lincoln Field in Philadelphia. And you can tell on night one that it was damn chilly for those poor people out there, because it seemed like nobody wanted to cheer anybody.
That's what I was wondering, dude. It was like, I'm pretty sure that's a factor, right? Because, I mean, we'll get into the matches in a bit, but like the mood from night one to night two seemed like night and day. First one, I don't know if you're right. Like, everybody was just freezing, cold, or rain, or wet. I don't know, man. It was quiet. It was weird. And you and I have been to live shows. We've watched pay-per-views or PLEs, whatever they call it nowadays, where, the crowd will help or break a match. It could be, like, a five-star match, but if the crowd's sitting on their hands, it's not happening. So, yeah, dude, maybe the weather helped or hurt the first night, but maybe it cleared up or got a little warmer the day after, but... Yeah, definitely two different vibes. Dude.
Even when they started out day two or night two, they were like, Oh, it is a nice 59, 60 degrees today. Much better than yesterday,
Which
which was, I
was
think, was in the
30.
30s.
Yeah.
So they're like, yeah, hopefully we'll get a better response. So, and what we're going to do today is we're just going to go down the card really quickly. And much like we review movies here on this, on our show, we're going to give little quick reviews or little ratings for each particular match. And if you guys don't know our scale, we usually start with the crappier ones, what we call Il Terrible. Secondly, we go with the things that are right around the middle, a little bit more palpable. We call them either cromulent or more on the higher end, the perfectly cromulent. And then at the very top, things that we would recommend to everybody, we give it the Jeff Winger guarantee.
Right.
Yeah. So, Lou, I'm going to start with night one, starting with the very first match. And the first match to open WrestleMania 40 was champion Rhea Ripley against Becky Lynch. What did you think, Lou?
I thought it was a pretty good match. It was pretty exciting to start off with a champion with a title match, especially with two like big superstars. I think if you're gonna start off WrestleMania, you got to start off with a bang. And even though I would love for Rhea Ripley to be up in the high card higher, because like I think she's one of those faces that everybody just loves to see or hate. But for this one, I'm gonna give it a cromulent. I think it was fine. I don't know if I would want it. It felt a little. It felt long. I know they're trying to build Rhea Ripley or the feud, but I'm not sure if Becky's going to be taking time off after this. But it felt like a little bit long, felt like a little bit of a send-off-ish kind of feel to it. So yeah, not sure if that was what they were going for, but yeah, I'll give it a cromulent. Pretty good women's match for sure.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, spoiler, but not the best women's match of the weekend for me at least.
Oh no, not by far.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still, for what it was, very good match. I love Rhea Ripley just being this dominant force that destroys people and then, you know, does that pin that gets the people going kind of deal. It really does, man.
You got to read between the lines on that one, folks.
And Becky Lynch being pretty much the biggest female superstar that they've ever had, from what it seems like, and then to have her lose in a convincing fashion, it's like a nice passing of the torch kind of deal. So I would give it a cromulent as well.
Nice. Okay.
Second match of the night was a six-pack tag team ladder match featuring, and I can't even read all the names here, but from what I remember, it was The Awesome Truth, A-Town Down Under,
Great name, by
DIY.
the way. I
Yes,
don't know
that,
why I love
when
that.
I heard that name, I was like, this is genius.
It works so well. I'm so glad they came up with the name for those two.
Yeah. I can't remember, the London team was like London Catch Club, something like
Yeah,
that.
something English.
Yeah, Judgment Day. And then I'm trying to remember who else. It'd be helpful if they put all the names on here. Who else is on this thing?
You said New Day. I think that's it. I
Oh,
think
New
that was it.
Day. Yeah.
Oh
And
yeah, New
probably.
Day.
And probably somebody else.
With Creed going old school with his Creed
His,
shorts.
yes, and Kofi going out dressed like Rocky and Rocky 2, which is
It's a
fantastic,
team. It's a
fantastic
team.
storytelling. You have, you know, Austin Creed being, you know, basically Apollo Creed in Philadelphia. Very genius. What did you think, Lou?
A good match. I think it was actually one of the smarter ways to split the unified quote unquote tag team titles so that each of the shows, both Raw and SmackDown, get their own tag matches nowadays. And yeah, dude, I'm not sure yet how I feel about A-Town Down Under is gonna take it, but like a good heel tag team is always good. And yeah, Awesome Truth gets their moment. I know R-Truth has been like getting a lot of love lately. Dude's hilarious. Dude's pushing 50, I think,
He's
and
over
he looks
50.
over. Oh Lord, dude, and he looks
Yeah.
great. So like, good for him. He's got a niche, and he's filling it, and people love it. So yeah, a pretty good ladder match. I think every WrestleMania has to have these gimmick matches. I think there's a prerequisite. Thankfully, everything seemed safe. Nobody got too hurt. So I'm gonna give this a perfectly cromulent just because I'm a sucker for a good ladder match.
Yeah, I thought it was cromulent. I really wanted it to be cleaner and a lot more. Not violent, but you know, there were spots that were like, what's going on here? And But overall, and then the thing is, like, having the two titles was really like kind of confusing in that, like, oh, does A Town Done Under leave, or
Yeah. All
do they
right.
stick
Yeah.
around? Because they're literally like right next to the other one. Why don't you just pick up the other ones? You know what I'm saying? Overall, though, fun stuff. I'm a, like a DIY writer. Them coming out as like smaller versions of DX, yeah, literally smaller versions of DX,
Seriously, dude.
was pretty damn entertaining. And you would expect more from Finn, but they kind of just let him, just hang out in the back because there was bigger things for his tag team partner,
Yeah,
apparently,
I guess
later on
so.
in the
Bigger things for Judgment Day, dude. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, next match we have is Rey Mysterio and Andrade versus Santos Escobar and Dominic Mysterio.
This one again, I wanted to like it more. Second year in a row that it's more Mysterio family drama. But I am digging, at least they're putting faces or what do you call it, diversifying the matches here. So we're seeing a lot of people that we wouldn't otherwise. But yeah, I thought it was just cromulent though. I wanted to like it more. I'm looking forward to Andrade doing more stuff. Like, dude is skilled. Like, dude is really good
Yes, dude.
at what he does. So I hope he doesn't get like, he doesn't get what do you call it? Stuck doing like the same rotation of like, it's lazy writing if they're gonna like, oh, all the Latinos have to fight each other. I'm like, this can only go so far. I hope that they diversify their matches, but it's perfectly good. And Santos Escobar is really good too. H, you gotta help me out, dude. He was on as the Lucha Underground, correct?
I don't remember.
I thought he was. I thought he was. I know Ricochet was Prince Puma, but I think Santos was one of the other ones. So I like, again, he's another one that's really skilled, really good. And I you know, it's a good, what do you call it? A good click or good group. It will go far if they hit with the crowd. So I'm hoping it does. But yeah, it was just a cumulative for me. I think it's, it's perfectly fine. You're only watching it for the big finale where, Jason Kelce, and it is, of course, if you didn't know, we're playing in the Eagles field. And I what's the other guy? I was saying
Lane
Justin Long.
Johnson.
Okay, I was gonna say call him Justin Long, but obviously that's not Justin Long, Lane Johnson.
Hope it wasn't Justin Long.
came out for the save. So yeah, it was cromulent for me, but again, one of those like I think they obviously set it up so that the home crowd gets the pop for like hometown hero and sports icon gets his moment in WrestleMania. So yeah, just again, another cromulent for me.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. It could have been cooler, but Andrade was like the shining thing, and I can't wait to see him versus Santos Escobar. That's gonna be some good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Next match of the night was the brother match of Jey Uso versus Jimmy Uso.
Ah, I'm a sucker for brother matches. I know they made a point of it yesterday, saying like, oh, it's only been Bret Hart and the Hardy Boys who have brother versus brother is only third. But I wanted to like it more, dude. I don't know why, but them spamming the super kicks, the melodrama didn't quite hit. Like I'm pretty sure on paper it looked good, or they're trying to tell a story. But again, maybe it was a crowd, but it didn't quite hit for me. So again, it's gonna fall under cromulent for me. So this night so far is averaging pretty like a low a C for me
Cromulent.
so far. Yeah,
Okay.
so cromulent for me on this one, dude.
I actually gotta disagree. This match was Il Terrible.
Oh, okay.
I do not understand how guys who are literally born 9 minutes apart have no chemistry together.
You're right. That's a good
Also the
observation, dude.
fact that you're right, dude. Like, I saw somewhere else where they're like, oh, they need to diversify their move sets because it's basically the same dude doing the same moves to each other.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh man. What's your finisher? I got the Superfly Splash. What's your finisher? I got a Superfly Splash as well. How do you set it up with a super kick? Cool. Me too.
Nice.
Like even at least with the Hardys, different move sets, different, finishers at least. Even with the Hearts, obviously the Heart match,
Oh yeah,
one of the best WrestleMania matches of all time because those are like two completely different guys. But when you have two guys, it's like Ryu and Ken fighting against each other, but both players don't know how to press any of the buttons and they're just pushing the forward kick the whole time because that's all it was just
They're
forward kicks to the face.
just spamming the forward kick, dude.
Yeah.
Couldn't even throw a dragon punch in there.
Exactly. There was nothing special about that match. Very disappointed, by the way. Next match we have is
very critical. All right, Age, I like it though. I like
you
it.
Got it, man.
Yeah.
Jade Cargill, Bianca Belair, and Naomi against Damage Control.
This one I actually like a little bit better. I'm actually going to go ahead and give this a perfectly cromulent only because of what do you call it? Jade Cargill and Naomi's and Bianca. Damage Control, really good heel team. But I think the future of the WWE women's division was on that other side of the ring. You know, like I was reading a, was it Busted Open Radio? They had a, they posted a video or a tweet. I didn't know Jade Cargill was already 31. Not that that's old. We're obviously a little bit older than that, but for professional wrestlers, like that's pretty, you know, that's, you're hoping that they make it mainstream soon. But yeah, for this one, it was a great coming out party for Jade Cargill. Like if she could just go by Jade or whatever, and I'm all for her and
going. You don't want her to go by Cargill?
Yeah.
I guess like Goldberg?
Mind. Yeah. it just seems long. I don't know how to shorten it. I mean, I don't think she can go by Storm, which I know that's, it feels like that's what they're going for, but I dig it. I love the look. She looks great. She's got a great feature, and for just for that, perfectly cromulent for me.
Yeah, I thought it was cromulent. I understood what they did. It was like, let's make Jade out to look like a star because she looks like a star.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh yeah, she can do all the power moves. She's, you know, athletically gifted, not the best wrestler yet. And I understand if they literally just want to keep all her matches short. Like her exposure out there was like for 3 minutes. But at the same time, I feel bad. Asuka cannot just... they can never give this girl a win at WrestleMania or a win anywhere. Kairi Sane, when she came out, I was flabbergasted at how hot she was. And, you know, I hate being that guy, but I was like, oh my God. And and then Dakota Kai, who I love, but she is not on the other fives level yet.
Yeah.
You know, she's always been injured and I feel bad for her.
But yeah, that's true. Yeah.
She can get, you know, give her more time. I think she'll get up there. The next one we have is Sami Zayn against Gunther.
Gunther. For me, dude, Jeff Winger guarantee. One of my favorite matches, probably my favorite match of the night. Just because it told it's cliche, but I do love like an underdog story. And Sami Zayn plays that role perfectly, dude. Like since you know, ever since last year, the year before, you know. He plays that part to a T, and Gunther is just an incredible like intercontinental champion for the last, has it been a year?
Almost 2 years.
Almost 2 years.
666 days.
Dang. Okay. So yeah,
he was the
2 years
devil.
As a champ. So yeah, good for him. Great run. But yeah, Sami Zayn played a great match, dude. So yeah, really Jeff Winger guaranteed.
Yeah. This even was my,
yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, even if you don't know the characters, I think they told a really great story in the ring.
Yeah. And this is literally my favorite match of the whole weekend. Loved me some Sami Zayn. Like, the ultimate underdog, him and Gable having that conversation where he's like, you owe me one. I was like, oh, they're really going, you know, they're really doing the Rocky thing here pretty hard. I was like, oh, you guys are going to fight. And they're going to pause right before you guys punch each other in the face. I just love watching the dude fight. Especially when he has somebody who's willing to fight back. And then as soon as he picked him up for the superplex, I was like, he's going to brainbuster him. And I was like, oh my God, he did it. And
dude.
Yeah.
That was
like,
insane.
I was like, thank God. It's been so long since I've seen that move.
I was about to say, okay, good for you. You even knew that because I had no idea that was in his moveset. I honestly thought he slipped.
No. Shit. That is his. That was his finisher in the indies.
Oh,
or like
okay,
a set
okay. yeah,
or a
yeah,
setup
yeah.
for the Huluva kick in the indies, and it was and he did it to Kevin Steen Owens all the time. Fantastic
okay,
stuff.
Okay.
And then the first of the whole weekend where Samantha Irving saying, you know, basically crying, announcing Sami Zayn as the new Intercontinental Champion. But by the way, my MVP of the weekend, Samantha Irving.
Oh, absolutely.
Fantastic.
Dude. Absolutely. Yeah,
made
yeah,
everything
yeah, yeah.
feel special. And
it made it much better, dude.
Yeah. And then the main event for what night one was the bloodline of The Rock and Roman Reigns against Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins.
See, again, this one I wanted to love more. This only gets a perfectly cromulent for me. I was pleasantly surprised at how well The Rock still moved. I gotta be honest, like I if I'm wrong, H, but like didn't he blow out his quad against John Cena like 10 years ago? Or however
I think it was like an abdominal muscle or something.
Right,
like
yeah. He blew something going. And that was like, like when he was in much, you know, not much younger, but he was younger and hypothetically better shape. Obviously today or this weekend, he had Roman Reigns to play off of and, you know, really great people to play against and Cody and Seth. But yeah, dude, I wanted to like it better. I think it's best to like take the whole weekend as a whole. Because, yeah, this was, as a match itself, it's just cromulent. It wasn't even perfectly cromulent. I wanted to see more. I wanted more. But I think, I guess they saved it. It's just telling, it's a chapter in the story that they're trying to tell.
Yeah, so I thought it was, actually, I'd give it perfectly cromulent just because The Rock has slimmed down so much from when he came back last time. And it you could tell because he was actually, like, wrestling. Like, last time he was just, like... Yeah. It was like, oh, power moves and all that kind of stuff because he was like doing fast whatever at the time. And then now, since he has no acting career, apparently, you know, he's got time to dedicate himself to actually wrestling. And like his whole run as Uber Hollywood icon, The Rock, probably his best run since he left the WWE. And yeah, and seeing him get the pin, seeing how many people hated seeing the people's elbow, man.
Yeah,
that was great. And then that's just the unfortunate thing is the only thing you'll remember about that match is The Rock and Roman Reigns, like Roman accidentally spearing him, and then everything else was just The Rock. And it's like, oh, I forgot that Cody and Seth were there, and even Roman at the time. So
any of that.
Yeah.
All right. So actually, this is a good segue because from night one leads into night two. So we'll go through the matches from night two. First match, playing off of the results of the first night, Drew McIntyre, the challenger, versus champion Seth Rollins. What do you think about that one, H?
I liked it. I have always dug the Drew McIntyre character. Did you know that he actually tweeted in the middle of that match?
Yes, I saw that.
And it's fantastic. Did you see his response afterwards?
Yeah. What did he say first? Bored at work, LOL.
Yeah, LOL, bored at work. And I was like, damn it. And people were like, he really just tweeted. And dude, I Drew McIntyre, bro. I love that guy. I love the match. Having Seth come out as the first person following a 45-minute main event makes it make sense that he would be so damaged from the night before.
Right. Yeah.
Like you can actually excuse him where people were like, if you'd be like, oh, you know, that sucks. He lost his title. It's like, he literally just wrestled last night, like not even 12 hours ago. And he's out here again. So, or no, more less than 24 hours ago. So, yeah.
I think it was a good story because, like, yeah, even though he lost, you're right. Like, people would be like, well, he was focused on the night before. So, yeah, I'm wondering if it's going to play into the future for Seth Rollins. But I think that's the beauty of the second night is like there's so many like little threads that started. So, yeah, this one I'm actually going to give it a perfectly cromulent above average, just because it's also like I'm speaking of which, I'm a sucker for cash ins. So Damian Priest cashed in his Money in the Bank and is a new other world heavyweight champion. I have lost track of what they call these. But yeah, Damian Priest, new champ. Dude, what do you think about that one?
Dude, I loved it. Also, I did not know until today that Damian Priest is not that much younger than us, bro.
Is he really?
Yeah, I think he's like a few years younger than you. Barely.
No way.
Yeah.
No way. I thought he was like in his 20s or late 20s.
I think he's in his late 30s.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I could be wrong, but that's what I saw literally early today. Yeah. Dude, I don't know because I like the guy. I still feel bad that, you know, he had to have his finisher changed because it was literally the crossroads. So, like, you know, a side choke slam, still pretty cool, I guess, kind of, sort of. And then, yeah, but he's been building up to that for a long time. I dig the guy. He can actually wrestle. I've dug him since his NXT stuff. So I'm happy for him. And with the match itself, I'd probably, I'd give it like a cromulent, maybe perfectly cromulent, because I really like the story.
Yeah, same here.
Also, right, CM Punk being a douchebag. So, you know.
Yes. So there's so much going on. Like, so CM Punk involved, you know, Drew, I'm sure he's going to chip on shoulder. Is Seth going to regret his decisions? And then, yeah, obviously now it's Damian Priest is a world champion. So we'll see where that goes. The second match of the night was Bobby Lashley, who this match I totally forgot was even happening. Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits versus Karrion Kross, who is still apparently employed, and the Authors of Pain, who again are still employed in a Philadelphia street fight. So another you know, Extreme Rules thing with a special appearance by Bubba Ray Dudley. A little shout out, I guess, to the ECW hardcore fans out there. What do you think about this match, dude?
This is the Il Terrible of the night, probably of the weekend. I like the Authors of Pain. I like Karrion Kross. I did not care for any of those guys in that match. Montez Ford was the only one who looked good, you know, throughout the whole thing.
Absolutely.
And once in a while, people would do stuff, but you know, I was staring at Scarlett most of the time.
As you should.
There's nothing you can do about that, dude.
No, there's nothing wrong with that at all, dude. Yeah, dude. Montez Ford is a freaking superstar. I don't know why they won't pull the trigger. Like, just let it happen already. They've teased him, you know, main eventing, or at least not splitting up with what's his partner? Dawkins.
Angela Dawkins.
Dawkins. But, you know, they're not pulling it. But we'll see. We'll see. Maybe this year will be different. We'll go from there.
I'd love to see him win Money in the Bank. I'd love to see him win Money in the Bank.
That's a good point. That's a good point. That's a good one.
Him or Ricochet. They should win Money in the Bank.
Dude, yeah, they should pull the trigger on either one of those guys, because sooner than later, next thing you know, they'll be Damian Priest and almost 40 and not a championship yet.
Exactly.
So, yeah, so that's a tough look. Next match of the night was LA Knight versus AJ Styles. What do you think about this one, dude? No stipulation match, just a good old grudge match between two guys, no titles.
It was okay.
Yeah.
It's cromulent. I almost forgot it was on the card as well. Yeah, and I think, yeah, maybe Money in the Bank should be LA Knight, because I feel like they're dropping the ball on this guy, because this guy had all the momentum coming into last year, and to see him like this far down, yeah, it's against AJ Styles, but they didn't give them the time to have like a good classic match. So.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to give it 2 meat sticks down. I'm just kidding. Like, that's the part that killed me, dude. Why did Slim Jim rebrand, dude? I'm not a fan of this.
Meat sticks?
Yeah.
How dare you?
All night.
Nacho flavor is fantastic. I put meat sticks in my mouth like once a week. Or once a day, sorry.
They had a whole section, like the meat stick section. Like, yeah, dude. What is happening here, dude?
If they only had like the clappers with giant meat sticks, it's a marketing win right there, dude.
You should buy some for your birthday, dude. That'd be great. Oh, God. So anyway, actually, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and give this one just a cromulent on a lower tier, just because, yeah, they told the story, but not exactly super exciting. Yeah. Let's see here. The next match was for the U.S. title. It's everybody's favorite blogger, Logan Paul, versus Kevin Owens and Randy Orton. What about this one, H? Well, I don't know if he's a blogger. YouTuber?
Yeah.
Influencer? I don't know.
The experiment continues. I get it. He's talented and he's hateable. But the fact that he beat two of the best people on the roster, it irks me even more. And he pinned Kevin Owens clean. So it's like
clean.
Kevin Owens, like, it was like the opposite of his best friend. It's like, yeah, Sammy got this great moment and Kevin Owens got pinned by Logan Paul. Sad.
So that's a few pay-per-views already that Logan Paul's gotten over Kevin Owens. So I don't know, man. It's rough. I get it. You're right. It gets the clicks and it got I Show Speed. Is that guy his name?
Yeah, dude. Again, like, I'm obviously someone who follows a lot of crap. And even when I saw it, I was like, is that I Show Speed? That guy's a moron. But, you know, he's the biggest streamer on YouTube. But if you're the general audience, unless there's a giant sign that says I'm I Show Speed and I'm a YouTube star, no one's going to get it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just like last year with KSI. I'm like, I don't know who that is.
Yeah, and that's at the same time, you know, you're at a place like Philadelphia or any place in general where it's like, oh, it's the same guy from last year, because, you know, home for him.
Yeah.
And Yeah, I'm just saying.
Say less.
Yeah, because even I wanted to do it, but I know both of those guys because I you know, at least I watched KSI, but I know of iShowSpeed, and then I saw it, and I was like, oh, okay, whatever.
Not KSI. What's his name? iShowSpeed. I guess a weird surprise. I think my favorite part, though, of the whole thing is I'm not sure if Randy Orton just has it out for these guys, but I feel like he stiffed them, dude.
I mean, the fact that, you know, Speed was calling him the N-word, I don't know, maybe.
What?
Maybe, you know, like, but he's allowed to do that. It's his right. But, like, I could tell what he was saying because it's like, man, whoever was working the Censure Beeper was working, like, overtime.
Yeah.
But they also messed up a lot because when The Rock was saying bad things, I was like, oh, you missed that one, bro.
Yeah. It's like a very, it got real quiet, like after the fact, he already cussed, like, oh, okay. And yeah, a little bonus, I guess, for the social media folks out there. It's like, iShowSpeed was posting, like, he's got like a neck brace on and stuff after the fact. Like, yeah, that first kick when Randy Orton knocked him down was like, okay, that had
no
he
give. Did that. This is Sparta kick to him, dude.
And then I know when they do, when he drops an RKO, he usually like gives a little space between his like bicep and the guy's head. Yeah, that one looked like he legit drove his head into the table. So I'm like, oh crap, dude. Like, okay, well, Speed's not coming back ever again. Anyway, so did you give a grade on this one, dude? I'm sorry. I
think it was just cromulent.
Okay.
It was closer to more Il Terrible, but it was cromulent.
All right,
they did their thing, you know. It was still fun. Like having Randy and KO like double team him, and also them coming out on a golf cart as a tandem, pretty damn funny.
Yeah, exactly.
Like those guys know how to bring it for WrestleMania.
Yes, I agree. But you're right. I think I'm with you with that one. I'm gonna give this one a cromulent as well, just because I feel like each of them have had better matches. And they could have maybe made it better, but who knows? All right. So the second to last match of the evening was Bayley versus Io Sky, the women's champion. So what'd you give about this one, dude?
I liked it. I almost gave it the Jeff Winger guarantee, but I thought it was perfectly cromulent. Maybe not quite the Jeff Winger guarantee, but very close to it. Really great match. Bailey's finisher is still weird to me. That rose petal thing just looks funny, like she accidentally slipped and it's like a move I used to do to bullies in elementary school. I'd put him in a headlock and just knee him in the face. So it's like basically the same thing. But otherwise, this is the great thing, and we were going to talk about this before, but the build up to this match was one of the best build ups they've done in a long time for anything. And I really appreciated it, and it would have been great if at the very, like, towards the end of it, all of the damage control people came out to try to help Io, and then, like, Bayley fought him off, because it's, like, the whole story wasn't just Bayley versus Io, it was Bayley versus the team that she just led, and...
Right, yeah.
You know,
the team
not,
she built, yeah.
Yeah, not acknowledging that was... I mean, not acknowledging, but, like, not giving her a little bit of closure, and that was kind of messed up, and... I know it would also seem like another John Cena thing where it's like Bayley beats people 4-on-1, but you know, a little bit of punch here, a little bit of kick there, just a little bit more satisfying. But you know, for what we got, dude, Io Sky can wrestle, bro. Like, I want to see her in more high profile matches. I hope she gets, just because of the way she showed out for this match, I hope she gets more singles matches that are just like showing off that she's just more than, you know, I really feel that she didn't get the fairest chance to be a great champion. It was just always like building up to something instead of giving her something on the way. So it's like,
yeah, I agree, dude. Like Io Sky, I guess, unfortunately, I haven't seen a lot of her stuff lately, but this was a great matchup for her. Like Bailey's just a good foil, I guess, for her. And yeah, it was just a good match. I liked it. Hopefully she's in the title picture more often, and yeah, maybe they'll pay off this whole damage control thing in the end. So we'll see. Again, this one, I'll give it a perfectly cromulent. Actually, this is probably my favorite women's match of the weekend.
Yeah.
All right. Last but not least, the big main event. If you've been living under the rock, everybody's
living
seen...
under the rock.
Dang it. Not the rock, a rock. But yeah, one of the most talked
I'd love to be
about,
living under the rock. Okay,
you know, it must be nice under there. It's one of the most talked about things over this past weekend. It's Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns, the big finale, the big main event, 2 years in the making. What do you think, dude?
For the match itself, perfectly cromulent. Perfectly cromulent. For the last 5 minutes of that match,
yeah.
The wingerist of winger guaranteed. The only thing that would have made that thing better was instead of Taker, it was Stone Cold.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I'm not taking that away. Like, because even Taker, because, you know, there's two things in WWE that make people go crazy, or maybe three things. It's, you know, if you smell the crashing of Stone Cold's glass.
Mm-hmm.
But the Undertaker's dong, when you hear the Undertaker's dong, it's like, oh, dude, things are about to go down. And it's like, since we haven't seen him in a while, and, you know, now that Taker is just, you know, a regular old 60-year-old man with a hoodie and,
yeah,
you know, a bandana.
He's Mr. McCool.
Yeah. But, I mean, the match itself, I liked it. Overly long, but, and the fact that Cody needs to always hit three crossroads on the same dude, it's getting... I feel bad because it's like it nerfs his finisher pretty hard.
Yeah.
Because when like you see somebody else take one, it's like, oh, they're cool. But Roman took like 10 of them, you know?
Yeah.
Same thing with also at the same time, same thing with Drew McIntyre in the first match of this thing. It's like, yeah, Claymore kick, bro, but you Claymore kick this dude 7 times.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know what they were doing with like making finishers inefficient, but there it was. But the storyline, great. Loved it all. This match, this ending hits better last year than it does this year. Mainly because it was such, the buildup last year was like, he has to win. And then he didn't. And then, so this year it's like, oh, he's going to win, you know?
Yeah. I agree with you that one, dude. It wasn't exactly a technical marvel. Nothing against Roman Reigns. He's playing a character. I'm not sure. He's not exactly like, you know, he's not Bret Hart out there. So I get it. But at the same time, I think they both played off of each other. I'm surprised sometimes at how athletic Cody Rhodes is. So, you know, it was really a good match to watch. But yeah, dude, that last 15 minutes, 10 minutes, it's just like, I know it's cliche, but it's cinema, dude. Like, yeah, dude. Everybody was calling it like that on TikTok and on Twitter, but like, I get it. Like when it was, and thankfully it made sense. Like that was, I think that's what it is. Like even if you casually just follow the storyline, or if you just watch the montages from the beginning, it's like, okay, I get it. The Usos are, you know, with Roman, but they split. You know, Solo has been there since last year being the jerk. So we had to nerf that. And you know, those are the days where it's good that you have like Michael Cole, you know, talking over the thing. Cause I totally forgot that. Yeah. Solo was the one who took out John Cena, like at the, what was the Rumble or something like that. So yeah, it told a good story. You're right. I think besides, I'm pretty sure it wasn't just me, but besides hoping it was Austin who was going to come out to, level the playing field, it wasn't just me that thought Dean Ambrose was going to come out. Right.
Yes. Yeah,
dude.
Yeah, like me, dude. That thing was so, it was the most, not disappointing, but it was like the hopes were there and I was like, yes. And then it was just, you know, Seth in normal clothes or his old clothes gets taken out in 2 seconds, which was the funniest thing. But then the fact that, and this is the part that even I was like, holy crap, he's gonna make a mistake. And he sees Seth and he hits Seth with a chair instead of hitting Cody. I was like, this, you said it best. Everybody said it best. It's cinema.
Yeah.
It's
a
brilliant storyline making 10 years in the making of literally just like, hey, remember when, you know, you broke up the Shield by hitting me with a chair?
To the back, yeah. Huh?
To the back, you know, cheap shot. And, you know, so here you go. And then it ends up costing him the title. And this is the thing that I think, for me, more than anything, if that's the possibility of they get to feud and next year those two get to get a main event against each other, and somehow, I don't really care for Dean Ambrose coming into this thing anymore, but just those two, them two being a main event at a WrestleMania,
yeah,
that's a win. I would love to see that. I don't know if we're gonna see it, but I'd love to see it.
That's I agree. It's one of those matchups, like, it just makes so much sense. Like, there's nothing else to say about it, but like, it makes so much sense if they end up ever having a retirement match or one of them, like, wonderful match, wrap up matches. It would be great if it could be them two against each other. Like, we never got a Triple H versus HBK retirement match or anything of that sort. I mean, we eventually did get, like, what do you call it? The Rock versus Stone Cold at 17, or was it 18 when they, when The Rock finally 19, won
19.
19, right. When The Rock finally beat Stone Cold, that's out of the best of three. But this would be the end game for those two. And then we'll see where we go from there. Like, I'm trying to watch Raw on the side. I'm not sure if The Rock's going to come back or if this is a one-off thing for WrestleMania. I know he's legitimately, like, the chairman or whatever of this TKO corporation. So I'm not sure how much longer he's going to be around or if this is, again, like I said, a one-off. What do you think is going to happen for this guy, dude?
I really have no idea, but I wouldn't be mad if he occasionally shows up to stuff.
Yeah. I mean, if this
also,
is his...
But I would also say this. I think the one thing that they missed from last night and would have, for me, I would have lost my mind was, you know, the very last person to end up helping Cody would have been Dustin or the Gold Dust music hit. Or even if Dustin was there and they let him in the ring at the end, because I was like looking for him and I was like, dude, you know, that'd be cool. I don't know what the specifics are of, oh yeah, I'm under contract for AEW, so I can't show up. But, you know, that's it looks like a good, it would be good synergy for both companies. It's like, we acknowledge that Dustin doesn't work here. We acknowledge that he works at AEW, but also AEW is like, yeah, we're cool with this. And we, you know, Cody was our guy too. So we're happy to see him succeed. It would have been nice gentlemanly gesture to do that.
Yeah, which is actually, it's funny you say that, because it was a surprise for me when they did, like, the montage for Cody and they showed pictures of him with, you know, the Young Bucks and him with Kenny Omega. I'm like, oh, okay, so we'll acknowledge that. All right, that's interesting. But I get it that they're telling his story of, like, how he left and worked his way up the minor leagues, quote unquote. But yeah, it was a nice little nod. I think it's probably the most anybody's ever seen of Kenny Omega. But you're right. Like, Dustin would have been a great little addition at the end if he wasn't directly involved. At least, yeah, let him get in there with mom and sister.
Yeah, that's all I was thinking. It was like, you know, I'm pretty sure those were Dustin's kids.
Right? That's what I'm thinking. Like,
or his sister's kid. I don't know. And the other thing was, I was thinking how, you know, Cody's story, everybody was like, finish the story, everything for him. Have you been seeing a lot of the commercials for the behind the scenes thing that's coming out on YouTube?
Yes, I have. How they were saying, like, oh, this was an audible, and, like,
yeah,
we were gonna do, yes.
They're literally acknowledging that this wasn't how it's supposed to end, and it was supposed to be Rock versus Roman, but people didn't want it, or people wanted Cody. So it's like, dang, people's That's voices crazy. Actually count. So
yeah. It's crazy that they did, because you're right. Like, they're not, like, hand waving and, like, oh, this was our plan the whole time. But, like, yeah, it's crazy how that's how they're gonna play it off. I am curious to see this. Probably gonna be the most I'll see of YouTube this year is that documentary.
Yeah. Speaking of documentaries, before we end this thing, did you see that there's a Bray Wyatt documentary on Peacock?
Dude, I saw the trailers for it. I don't know if I'm ready for it, because some of the stuff seems so sad, dude.
That I watched that Saturday before.
Why would you
night one? Dude, it messed me up, bro. I was, you know, I was a mess for like a good 2 hours before the show, and I was like, why did I do this? I was like making my breakfast, and I was like crying in the corner while I was like cooking eggs, because, like, I don't know if you want to paint that picture, but, you know, those eggs were extra salty because I was
extra,
you know,
sad, dude.
Yeah. Those eggs had a freaking emo haircut on them. It's crazy. Yeah, dude. If anybody out there is listening and they want to see one of the best made WWE documentaries ever made, I would watch that. And my, as usual, my only complaint is there's the same guy who shows up to things that he doesn't care or have any knowledge about, and he's there as usual, and it pisses me off as soon as I see him. And it's good. So yeah, he
why
does
do
it
they
again.
Keep inviting this guy.
Yeah, and it's like, what does he have to do with his story? And it's like,
yeah,
yeah, I saw him when he was a little kid, brother. And I'm like, no one cares. No one cares.
Go talk to his dad, not him.
Yeah, I'd rather hear more from Flair when he's like, his uncle was, you know, in the Four Horsemen with me, and his dad, you know. Also, the thing that made me laugh, probably the hardest thing, is they have a sister. So Bo Dallas and Bray Wyatt have a sister. Looks just like their dad. Their dad's name is Mike Rotunda. Can you guess what their daughter's name is, or their sister's name is?
Michelle Rotunda?
It's pretty damn close, bro.
Oh, what was it?
If your name would be Mike, would be another name for a
Michaela?
Female. It's her name is Micah.
Wow.
Not even Mika. They didn't go the Euro trip way. They called her Micah. I was like, the Italian Mike Rotunda is Micah Rotunda. Yeah.
Not the most creative guy. But then again, this guy was the IRS. So, yeah. I mean.
But then seeing him on there, it's like, oh, this guy has no emotion. At the very end, you're like, damn you, Mike Rotunda. So, yeah. That was my whole weekend, watching a depressing documentary. And then, well, basically, it was just 10 hours of wrestling the whole weekend. So
yeah, that was a lot of wrestling. Did you end up watching Stand and Deliver? Or...
I only saw parts of it.
Okay. Yeah. And I don't know if I could have done.
Yeah. You know, I think I need space too, until I get into that. But I know Ilya Dragunov brought it as usual. And then that Oba guy, I like him.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
I heard Trick and Carmelo. Well, those guys are stars. So it's like,
yeah.
Can't wait to see those guys.
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to make their debut on Raw or SmackDown soon enough.
I think Trick would probably be on SmackDown probably Thursday or Friday. Yeah. Sorry.
I mean, what's the name? Bron Breakker's already like quasi showing up on SmackDown, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that guy, I mean, he's been waiting. Like, I've been waiting for that guy to get bumped up already, like since yesterday or since last year. So we'll see if the next Steiner brother or, oh, sorry, he's Rick's son.
He's not Rick's
Scott.
Son.
Okay. He's Rick's son, but dude moves like his uncle Scott, and it's insane. So if you're a wrestling fan and you haven't seen this guy, I'm pretty sure he's going to be the next big thing, unless he does the next big thing and like gets involved in a lawsuit.
Yeah. No, I mean,
never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that would have been a good option too, because I think I thought I heard people like saying Brock yesterday. I'm like, I don't think he's going to come out.
Yeah, probably not. Unless he's tag teams with Vince McMahon.
Ew.
You know what I'm saying?
Good night, folks. All right. Well, that was a good one, dude. WrestleMania is coming gone. I mean, it's the end of the wrestling season, quote unquote. New storylines are going to start soon enough, and new superstars are going to come. Superstars are going to retire or be. What's the word that they use for firing them, dude? Future endeavored. They're gonna get future endeavored. So that's gonna come soon in the later. So yeah, that's our WrestleMania review from the the wrestling fanboys. Anything else, H?
No, that's pretty much it for the. It was a good sports filled weekend.
Yes,
for everybody involved. Yeah,
I like it. All right. Well, as usual, if you are listening to this podcast, you want to find us on our socials, you can find us on The Two Fanboys and A Filthy Casual on Facebook. Just type our name on the search bar, add our main page along with our very active group page of like-minded fanboys, fangirls, gamers, geeks, and other pop culture enthusiasts. And
if you want to if you want to listen to our old episodes, we are at the2fanboys1casual.podbean.com. And then, as usual, anywhere you find your favorite podcast, we are there as well. On socials, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, we are 2fanboys1casual. And sometimes I stream at twitch.tv/casualfanboygaming.
Nice. All right. Well, that's it for us. This is Lewis.
And this is Harold.
Bye.